can hear him each weekday from 4 to 6 on Scalzo and Brust. He was a member of those great Badger Final Four teams in the mid-aughts. Do you still go with aughts after 14? No, or is that...
I don't know what that's considered.
Played on the Bucks Summer League team. How many rounds would they have had to go in the draft for Benny to get drafted, we think? Like, the NBA draft used to have, like, a bunch of rounds.
Boy. I would say 45? No. A lot
I said four, and you said 45.
Maybe. No, I think it'd be a lot. There's a lot of college players, a lot of European players. There's a lot of players.
45 rounds times 30 teams?
He played professionally. Yeah. It wasn't like he was the bottom of the bench at Wofford.
All right, I'm going to say 15th round. I'm going to be a little bit better. 45 is too strong. 15th.
Well, he is our number one pick when it comes to former Badgers. It is Ben Brust on Wilde and Tausch. Benny, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Feeling the love early this morning from the
Well, Benny,
Benny, fourth round pick is pretty good.
50th round pick out of the University 50th of Wisconsin.
I said 45th.
I don't even think
record.
You could draft to the 50th round, and then you could fill up the NBA and the G League with entire rosters.
So what round do you think you would have been drafted in? What round would you?
I mean, 4 or 5. I mean,
see?
I'd also like to think at the time I had an B.J. Armstrong was my agent, and so I'd like to think that he could pull a power play with all of the clients.
Oh,
that he had.
Okay.
Wow. Wait.
So, are you thinking third or fourth round? Is that you're thinking you would have been third or fourth with a power play move?
Look, at the end of the day, Tausch, like I know you guys are talking about things that you are confident in. I am confident when it comes to shooting the basketball, and I know
for
I was
sure.
undersized, but ultimately the game has changed. It's a little bit different, which is crazy to say. 2014 versus 2022. I had a bucket list item of making 100 free throws in a row. I made 137 in a row. I set the all-time three-point record at the time at the University of Wisconsin. So I believe in myself enough that I think I could have at least, you know, fourth, fifth round, got snagged.
Okay.
So can
that's
I just,
on me.
Hey, stop. I want to make sure everybody knows that I had it pegged in the right round.
Yeah,
now you can
apologize to Ben. Yeah, I'll apologize. 45th was a little bit of hyperbole, but I thought 15th because there's a lot of really good players. And Ben, I was wrong. Ben, I want to apologize to you right now, right to your face via
the phone.
We don't have a screen up, but I apologize to you. I would think fifth or sixth round now that I think about it.
It's a lost cause, Tausch. Even your apology and then your reselection of the round, it still hits hard.
Well, you know, part of it is I was a seventh round pick, and that's where I didn't want to give you any credence where you are. But again, NBA is different than the NFL. All right, Benny. Before we get into Bucks talk and your crazy idea of trading Brook Lopez, Johnny Davis getting drafted tonight, lottery pick, hopefully. Greg Gard being there. We discussed it a little bit. It's a big blanking deal for the Wisconsin Badger program to have that happen, is it not?
Absolutely, and to have somebody come from the state, you know? Like, I think that's been a big conversation amongst a lot of people of, like, recruiting and, you know, the best guys are leaving the state. And just to have a homegrown talent, someone who has had the opportunity to talk about Wisconsin in such a, you know, delightful way, represent the program, win a Big Ten title. Like, he did everything right as a player and as a player off the floor as well. Now you see him, well, you know, can you say, you know, if you have Taco Bell commercials that he's investing in his body? It's for another day. The check clears, I bet, so it doesn't really matter what he's eating. But it's amazing because Coach Gard, like, I think what's cool about, you know, having a chance to talk with Coach Gard around the community is he outwardly will tell you, he's like, he's going to be a much better NBA player than a college player. And you know college coaches, like, they live in that world where it's hard for them to admit something like that, but it's true. He was going on the road against Indiana and Michigan State and getting mugged going down the lane and still finishing through contact and won 37 points on the road at Purdue, a place that the Badgers have only won three times prior on the road in the history of the program. And, like, he just – he's ready, and he will thrive in the NBA with the space that he's going to be able to have getting downhill, and he can improve his shooting. Like, he's going to be great, and it's great for the University of Wisconsin. And I hope others can follow suit.
Yeah, Benny, you said that Greg said that. Why do you think that is it strictly because there's more space? Because isn't shooting one of the kind of things he needs to work on the most getting in? Because he is a good slasher. He does finish at the rim. Those are all his strengths. Shooting is probably on the lower end of that, no?
Yeah, but he's shown improvement from his freshman to his sophomore year. And so, like, he's not a guy with a shot where it's like you look at it and it's like, oh God, you're never going to fix that. You know, like, I think he just has to become a capable shooter, because when you get to the NBA, you know, not everyone's going to be an all-star, but Johnny, I think, mm-hmm. with his ability to finish around the rim with that slashing, if you're good, and I guess if you're great at one thing and you do that one thing really, really, really well, you can find a niche on any team. I mean, think about P.J. Tucker. I don't know how there's alleged reports of, like, 3 years, $30 million for a guy like P.J. Tucker. Because when you look at him and you look at his skill set, it's not like he blows you out of the water, but he's really, really good at being versatile and guarding multiple positions. So if you find a niche and you find something you're really consistently great at, like Johnny is finishing on the rim using his athleticism and being a pretty tough defender as well, I think he's got staying power in the league.
Yeah, I agree. And lastly, on the Badgers, before we get to the Bucks, I was mentioning the irritating part to me and why I'm excited to see Johnny Davis, and we saw Frank and we saw Sam. But I think we need Johnny Davis to be even better, because that narrative of Wisconsin basketball, it still is out there. Plucky, a hard nose, taking charges, the Danny Lebatards of the world besmirching the program. That, to me, is why it's important, because perception does become reality. And the fact that Tyler Hero had to say, well, I need to go to Kentucky to be a pro, and all these other in-state kids that sometimes, you know, have left the program, that's why tonight is important, and that's why I hope the career development of Johnny Davis goes in the direction that you're saying.
Yeah, it's kind of alarming when you look at the list of Wisconsin basketball players like that have played in the NBA. I saw a list and it was shocking. No one really has had, I said the word, staying power since, really, you know, Devin Harris. John Luehr had a career in which he made a lot of money, but if you look at his overall statistics, didn't like blow anyone out of the water. Good on his agent for getting him that, you know, $40 million deal.
B.J. Armstrong.
I don't know. I think he was a priority guy out of Chicago, but Johnny has the ability to be like a Devin Harris. I mean, you hear Homer, our guy Homer. He's like he's Dwayne Wade. You know, he's Dwayne Wade. You know, I think he's saying that from a must watch standpoint. Yeah. Whoa. You can't out your guy after all this.
I'm not outing anybody. If Johnny Davis. Yeah, if JD starts to whine, I hope it's really good. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead.
Okay.
That is not all you're saying.
That's kind of what I
said. You were best friends with him, you know, when I listened to the show on Monday, and now all of a sudden you're not rooting for his whine as much.
No, I am rooting for him, but I'm rooting for Johnny's more. That's all.
Hey, Benny, we're gonna twist your arm and make you stay for a second segment so we can talk Bucks. But I wanted to get back to one thing Tausch and I discussed earlier, because he mentioned Tyler Hero, and I suggested that Tyler Hero still could have the career he has and still could have been a one and done, even if he'd have played at UW after committing there. I don't begrudge him for changing his mind, because that's what kids are allowed to do. He should do what he thinks is best. But do you agree that he would have still been drafted where he was and still had the career he's had he gone to Wisconsin?
I disagree. Because
really? Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't even have, you know, a phenomenal season at Kentucky. He had great moments.
Right.
But
right.
those moments that he was able to have at Kentucky would have been probably less of an opportunity at Wisconsin, just in terms of having like a 25 to a 28 point blow up game where he's just scoring all over the place. Cause there's less possessions at Wisconsin. The system doesn't change. If you get beat a specific way defensively, guess what? You're coming to the bench. Because you can point to Sam Decker as an example like that. Sam was, in my opinion, a McDonald's All-American snub, but it didn't matter what talent he had. It was about what he was able to do to help the team win. And I think that's what was cool about Johnny, was he was able to hone in his talent and his skills and fit within the system and then elevate the program with his potential and his ability. And so I don't know if Tyler Hero was ready physically to compete in the Big Ten and to be able to score in bunches like he was at Kentucky to show why he would be ready for the NBA after year one. Now, do I think he would eventually made it? Yes, but not as quick.
More with Ben Brust straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
It is NBA draft day. Although, if you're a Bucks fan, there aren't many future drafts where they have
picks. Better get it right.
So you better enjoy this.
We need somebody. Yes.
Right? Unless, of course, you'd like to maybe swing a trade. Which is what Ben Brust suggested his program yesterday.
So, Jason, what I found interesting about this was, if you're saying this, and I know Brook Lopez was injured for a vast majority of the season, I think Benny, and I'm not going to put words in Ben's mouth, but I'm going to, I think Benny think Brooks is washed. That's what I think is going on here. You're
not
going to trade.
Put words in Ben's
Correct.
Mouth, but I'm going to.
Well, I'm going to let him refute what he wants to, but I believe he's saying trade Brook, get younger, because Brook is washed. Am I crazy, Ben? Is that what you're telling me?
Jesse, I hate to do it, but hit the ding, ding, ding. So here's where I come from, all right? I look back at Brook Lopez, and I don't even have to look back for the numbers specifically because I remember against the Suns last year in the NBA Finals, he was unable to even play. Like, he averaged less than 25 minutes a game. And if you're paying someone
matchups,
the third
matchups,
the fourth, yeah, of course. But what would the match against the Celtics? He was not playing a ton of minutes either, and not being productive. He scored 6 points or less four right. of the seven games. And yeah. you know, I know what his rim protection value is. We're talking about a guy who's old. We're talking about a guy who's coming off a back injury, and we've seen this story many. He's 34 years old. Any sort of big who's 7 feet or taller. I mean, it's amazing that Brook Lopez is playing at his age as well as he is at age 34. That to me, if you can find, and his contract would be tough to move, but if you can find a suitable trader, because look, he has what I talked about with Johnny is a skill in which will travel with him everywhere he goes. He's great at rim protection, but he wasn't making 3-point shots. The only really big impact I felt from him was in the bowl series. But again, that's because they had no one to match up with him. But he really wasn't effective for the Bucks after the back injury from a point standpoint. And he's getting old. And when you think about if they would have made it past the Celtics, would Brook Lopez, if they got past the Heat as well, would he have played against Golden State? I don't think so. I think it would have been very similar to the Suns. So if you're paying a guy the fourth most money on your payroll, and you're unable to utilize him in the world championship, that seems like something you should try and move. Another guy that I think would be interesting to move is Grayson Allen. I thought it was a really good idea by John Horst when he joined the team. They signed him to a two-year deal extension earlier, like way early in the season,
yes,
which made sense. But then you saw some of his liabilities in the playoffs. You know, I think the Bucks need to get more athletic. I talked to one of their assistant coaches, and I know that sounds crazy because they have Giannis, but Middleton, not super athletic. Holiday's a great defender, but he's 32. Brook is old. Serge Ibaka, I don't believe he's going to come back to the team because he'll never play. Connaughton, again, I know he's in the dunk contest, but he's not like running around, blocking shots, getting offensive rebounds at like 6'8". Like, Bobby Portis didn't have a very particularly strong performance in the playoffs. So I think they need to get creative, and John Horst is a guy that's willing to trade. And so if they can trade some of that cap space from Brook and pick up a wing. Like, you can't have enough wings in the NBA. So that's kind of what I'm looking for.
Yeah, big wings. I mean, that's where everything is going, and Boston exposed the Bucks a little bit. So, Benny, I'm joining your club, man. I just don't know if there's going to be any suitors that are going to be willing to take on Rolo's contract. Yeah, but I'm on board with your plan here. I do think this team, when you don't win, and you can't just say, well, if Chris Middleton was playing. Yeah, we all would have loved to have seen Chris Middleton play and have that extra scoring punch, but you get old quick. And I like where Ben's head's at on this. I'm joining the club. Jason, you joining this club?
Not only that, can we package Brook Lopez in the 24th pick to go high enough to get Johnny Davis?
Negative. So here's my last final thought, because I know you guys are probably getting up against it soon, is here's also why I don't want to pick
Tosh
in the 24th
care about
spot.
That.
The 20, like, it's so hard from 20 to 30 to find guys to help a team right away. It took Jordan Poole 3 years. It took Robert Williams 2-3 years to make an impact for their respective teams.
True.
The Bucks literally could have won the championship if Middleton was healthy. And so if you have this 3-year window with Middleton, Holiday, and Giannis, forget Middleton and Holiday past the 3 years. You have Giannis. You can build around Giannis if he stays for that, you know, fourth year and the player option, and if they could sign him back, you can always build around Giannis. This isn't the NFL where, you know, a rebuild means a rebuild. You know, it will take some magic from John Horst, but here you got to take advantage of this 3-year window because it's so much easier to rebuild with a perennial global superstar locked in with your team.
Yeah, I'm on board, man. I like where your head's at.
Did you think he was going to say more there, or was it just me there?
No, I thought you were going to reset. I thought you were going to reset, but I know you're maybe folding your socks or doing something
I'm not
else.
Folding
so
my
I don't
socks.
Know. Not 100% what you're doing, Benny. We do have a little thing called IP for
11:20 departure.
Okay. Yeah, no, we'll get you. Yeah, we're going to get you out of here. Don't worry about it. IPT, I love the fact that Scalzo and Brust is using IPT, too. It's fantastic. I thought it was very IPT. You're dating someone now called Green Earth. Is that what you guys call her? Blue Earth? What do you guys call her?
We're going to come up with a new alias. That was a fun alias just when the day we found out that Aaron Rodgers' new girlfriend's Instagram was Blue of Earth, so we named her Green of Earth that day, but I don't think it will stick, just like Aaron Rodgers' long-term girlfriend's overly stick.
Wow, shots fired.
That's a pretty good line.
But is it IPT for Chewy to go ahead and name names when you've asked not to? I feel like that might be IPT.
It was, and I got him to apologize, which I didn't think was, you know, in his nature.
Wow.
I mean, he called me a flopper and a basketball complainer, but ultimately he apologized. And once he said he apologized, I kind of blocked everything out, and I was like, I got that meathead to submit like my dog does when he knows he did something wrong.
All right. Well, you go get that suit on. I'm sure you got big plans with that suit. You go tie, or you going all the, you know, two buttons down, chest hair popping?
No chest hair, so I only go one button. I'm not confident enough, but I have been working out twice a week, so the chest is feeling good. I feel like it's going to look good.
Yeah.
Emceeing a lunch. We're going to be down at Summerfest today, and then the ESPN Wisconsin draft show on TMJ and across these very stations with Justin Garcia.
All right, who are we picking?
They're trading. John Horst made it very clear he's trading, if you listen to some of that audio.
I will tune in tonight on WTMJ and on all these networks to listen to Benny B. All right.
Love you, boys. All right. Sorry. Love you guys.
All right. Love you guys.
I was going to tell him that I was going to be with Bo Ryan tonight, and I was going to ask him if he had anything that I should use as an opener.
Yeah, you
should have
got that
out
quicker.
Clearly, we will kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.